Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to ask the CLO.
See
if you know her. Y'all got the same last name and everything. All right, Sasha in Charleston says, my 48-year-old boyfriend is upset. I'm not going to his son's Christmas play. I'm sick of those parents asking me when are we getting married. I am 46. I have been the girlfriend for five years. I want more. Can I give him an ultimatum?
You're doing it right now. And congratulations, as you should. Yes. Listen, ladies, he can't keep getting everything he wants and you don't.
Hello.
I don't understand how you do that. You want me to play wifey, but you don't want me to be wifey. Then why don't we start playing wifey? It's a simple, you're doing everything else a wife do. You're helping, supporting, you're taking care of the kids, you're sharing bills, you're sleeping with him, you're cooking, you're doing all that. Well, you know, all right.
He tired of them plays, too. Ooh, she tired of them.
Yeah, and it's hard, especially hard to go down there to a place somebody can't act.
Yeah, after years.
It's hard.
Tired of them plays.
Man, Brandon Carly had a piano recital one time. They was down there at the piano recital, and I was just trying to act like I wasn't their daddy, but they were the only black kids up there, so a day everybody knew they was black.
You know what? You're wrong for that.
Yeah, I was trying to deny.
You're gonna act like you're not the parent.
Two black kids. Yeah, but I was.
Yeah, you had to claim your baby.
Hair up and get out of piano. Y'all don't have no. Well, I want to put the children in everything so it can be exposed. Well, they need to get out of piano.
This ain't what they do. They get out of piano. Especially when they're young so they can explore it.
Damn that. You ought to know early. Like, I got two grandsons that I already know is not college material, so ain't no need of me putting a college fund together
for
them.
Wait a minute, huh?
No,
they toddlers.
He be a Lego. He gonna be a wall or mason or something like that.
He could be an engineer. What are you talking about?
He might be, but it won't be with my college money. Cause right now I just see Legos.
Hey, don't do like I did. I bought the piano. I ain't seen my daughter play it but twice. I bought the piano.
All right,
my house full of empty dreams of what I thought they were going to.
Chopsticks. If you play chopsticks one more time, tell my daddy, listen to this. Get your ass in there and do something else.
Say, Tommy, you in debt. All right, let's move on. India in East Orange. She said, I was checking out at Target and I butt dialed my husband. I was totally flirting with the young cashier. He had a big smile and big curls to match. The boy had to be like 21 years old and it was harmless. Why is my husband so upset about this? Girl.
Girl, stop.
No way.
Why is your husband so upset about this? Because you just said you was flirting with another man. Mm-hmm. Now, your husband don't know he 21.
Well, what
all he do is hear you talking to another man, huh?
What if she told him, boy, he's young. I was just being nice.
She didn't tell him that until he bought it up. I bet she wasn't going to go in the house and tell him that if he hadn't heard the butt dial.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Well, you say don't confess. That's out of your playbook. Don't confess.
He heard it. Well, I understand that. But see, she got a problem because he heard it.
Yeah. True that.
She and then she didn't have the courage to lie and say that wasn't her, because that's sure without it.
Lie and say it wasn't her?
Yeah, I don't know who you heard, but that wasn't me. But I butt down.
And if you got a big old butt, quit putting your phone in your back pocket. You are that don't work.
You know your ass is mashing all them buttons.
Every time.
All right, moving on. Remy in Birmingham. Last night, I finally got my crush to spend the night with me. As I took her clothes off slowly, I saw all of her tattoos. Her ex's name is tatted on her lower back. She said she's never considered getting it removed. Is that a deal breaker? Is this a deal breaker or not?
Yeah, for me it is. Yeah.
You can't get past seeing her ex.
Well, I'm not going to be back there. I'm not going to be back there looking at Harold the whole time I'm back there. I can't do that. I'm not going to be back there looking at Harold the whole time. I'm just not going to be able
to. Old ass Harold.
I ain't going to be able to. I ain't going to be able to keep it up. I'm just letting you know right now. That's a buzz kill right there. Okay. Harold, cross your back, lower back. All right.
So, and the lower back is important. That's just, yes.
It's right there.
That's very nice.
That's what's called the tramp stamp. That's what they call it.
Lower back tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, tramp stamp. I don't know why they call it that, but that is. Ain't that what they call it?
Yeah, I've heard that.
I've heard that.
You right, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that. So, you're saying this is a deal breaker for you? If that's his name,
you know,
his tattoo on the lower back.
You can turn her over. Ain't nothing on the front, is it?
You know what?
Well, you don't know that. He said all of her tattoos, you know.
But the ex's name is the one that's bothering him. That's the issue.
Yeah. It wouldn't bother
especially
me.
Especially if it's something like Bernard the Great.
It's just a long name. Bernard.
Yeah, like it's slogan. An adjective attached to it.
Yeah, he got more than 8 letters in his name.
Yeah. Quentin the Conqueror.
Yeah. All that see that description.
That type of name, like what he back. Oh man. You know. Henry the Hammer. You know, that ain't gonna I ain't gonna be able to look at that.
Yeah, you can't get past that. I got you. All right, here we go. Last one. Spice in Hartford. My man focuses more on what he's doing right before we're intimate than the intimacy itself. He finishes before me every time, and he tells me it's my fault that I don't finish. Isn't it the man's responsibility to make sure the woman is straight?
Well, see, now, you're getting into some individuality here.
See,
it is my fault that my brothers taught to me.
Yeah.
That the more you give, the more you can expect to receive. So my brother's philosophy was give, 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 then receive, 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 receive. That was my brother's whole philosophy. So I think it's imperative, if you want to go back again and again and again, that your partner getting something out of it. This ain't going to work too long.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.